this actually ties very closely into what we were talking about with the high-performance computing. So what's really popular right now in high-performance computing is what they call cluster computing, which is basically where you have a rack of commodity machines, effectively, connected together with some interconnect, which could be Ethernets or some, you know, custom high-speed interconnect. But, you know, for the sake of this discussion, just let it be computers connected with Ethernet together. And now what you want to do is you want to have these programs work together to solve a problem. And what they'll all do is they'll all be running in parallel, working on a problem. Now, this is something that, you know, you can do with Windows clusters now. But one of the problems that we have in developing these types of applications is there's currently no good debugging story for debugging one of these programs. So, for example, one of the typical problems you end up having is I have a cluster with, you know, 32 processors, 32 computers, effectively, and I want to debug a program that's running on all 32 of them at the same time. How do you do it? Visual Studio had no built-in support to do that. So effectively what you had to do was usually start up 32 Visual Studio instantiations and then attach those manually to each of these processes on these different machines. And as you can imagine, that's not a very fun process. So one of the things we're adding now with this parallel debugger is there'll be ability to start up a parallel job on X number of machines, and we'll automatically go and start up the jobs automatically attached to these various processes on the different machines. And we also have now a process window in Visual Studio so that you can go and say, oh, you know, I want to look at, you know, process X, which is running on machine X, and process Z running on machine Z. And then now I can look at, you know, the value of variable Y as it is on process, you know, X, for example. And now you could also set breakpoints and say, I only want you to break on a given process.
On a given processor.
Right, exactly. Exactly.
Fantastic.
So now you can do that. So now you can debug parallel programs with Visual Studio. And this is, you know, it's really a cool feature because it's going to just be part of Visual Studio built in. You get Visual Studio, you get this feature. And if you go to other platforms, you know, in the Unix world and you get parallel debuggers there, I mean, you're paying, you know, $1,000 per seat just for the parallel debugger. So we're adding this, you know, capability in out of the box in Visual Studio. And I think this is one of the great advantages that we have with our tool set in general is just tons of features. And as you may have also seen at TechEd, they announced Visual Studio Team System. And again, just other just incredible functionality that people will now have to develop on the platform.